IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things, episode 47, Jeremy and his games. Jeremy grew up in British Columbia, Canada. According to Wikipedia, for the first 5 years of his life, he grew up in a log cabin without running water or electricity. His family lived on a commune in remote Canada after his father fled the US to avoid being drafted for the Vietnam War. End quote. Jeremy taught himself how to code at the young age of 12. And those of you who should have been subject to ads from a certain Indian startup know where this ends. Or should have ended anyway, for today we do the origin of something that didn't exactly make it big. You see, Jeremy started a gaming company called Ludicorp with his wife, Katharina. Their game was called Game Never Ending, a game as eccentric as it sounds. Here, I'll read you a description of the game from the website Gamepedia. Game Never Ending was an atypical role-playing game primarily based on social interaction and object manipulation. GNE was light-hearted and humorous. Indeed, there was no way to win, or even any definition of success. Many objects could be combined to create other objects, but any given object only served a questionable amount of purpose. A sense of community and communication between players was encouraged through game-wide, location-specific chat channels as well as the ability to leave notes for other players at any location, end quote. If that sounds complicated, you're not alone. In fact, Jeremy himself would later admit that the thing was too complex and he was later forced to shut the game down. But Jeremy and Katharina, they were smart people. They still managed to sell Ludicorp, the company. A few years later, Jeremy would start another company. You might think he was done with games, but no, he started another gaming company. And this time, he called the company Tiny Speck and his game Glitch. According to Wikipedia, Glitch was a casual 2D browser game featuring a strong multiplayer component. It deliberately steered away from combat mechanics, instead focusing on collaborative crafting and gathering activities. Players were prompted to complete quests and perform various activities that would change the persistent world. Players were invited to expand upon the world, shaping its growth through various activities such as growing plants and trees and cooking food items. End quote. Charmingly, if a player in Glitch started acting rude in the in-game chat functionality, they would be relegated to a black room with a single lamp, accompanied by a staff member. So, how did Jeremy's second game, Glitch, fare? Not too well, alas. It had to shut down in a year because of limited appeal. Poor Jeremy just couldn't catch a break in the gaming world, but it surely wasn't for lack of funding, for his second company had raised $1.5 million from Axel Partners and a bunch of angel investors, including the legendary Mark Andreessen, who co-founded Netscape, Jeff Weiner, the then CEO of LinkedIn, and Brad Horowitz, who at the time was a VP of product at Google and would go on along with Mark Andreessen to form a now iconic VC firm. Well, so now what? No game. Well, see, the thing is, the company, Jeremy's second company, Tiny Speck, ended up doing a couple of other random things before eventually selling. So what happened to Jeremy? Well, so far, two gaming companies, two massive gaming failures. Well, the thing is, he doesn't really need to worry about money because he and Katharina sold that first company, Ludicorp, for reportedly, get this, $25 million. Not bad for a failed gaming company. But even that pales in comparison to the second one. Tiny Speck was eventually sold to someone for, wait for it, $27.7 billion. Whoa. So what just happened? Weren't they supposed to be failures? Well, it must be noted that while games were the primary products of both Ludicorp and Tiny Speck, they were not the products that ended up making the company money. You see, Ludicorp, the first company, made a side product that in many ways popularized the concept of follow before even Twitter was on the scene. And that was what its eventual acquirer wanted. As for the second company, TinySpec, remember I said that miscreants inside the game would be taken to a little virtual timeout cell if they said rude things on the in-game chat functionality? Well, that in-game chat functionality proved to be pretty useful, and Jeremy and his team thought, all right, maybe we can try and sell this separately. I mean, there already is Google Talk, but maybe companies might buy this. And companies did buy this. And then more companies did buy this. And before you knew it, this little chat functionality grew so large that Salesforce decided, yeah, let's get in on this, and bought the company for $27.7 billion. Oh boy. And Jeremy Butterfield. Actually, Jeremy Butterfield was his birth name. He decided to change his name to Stuart Butterfield. And like Mark Andreessen said, if Stuart Butterfield ever starts a gaming company again, I'm going to invest in it. And why not? After all, his past two gaming companies, yes, they did birth two duds of video games, but also gave us, respectively, Flickr and Slack. See you next week with another episode of The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.